This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And as we navigate these times with COVID-19, life is different in every aspect, including the cannabis industry. Joining me today is good friend and PR guru himself, Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations and hemppublicrelations.com. It's a firm that helps individuals and businesses in the cannabis industry to achieve greater visibility. And it is such... Mark, you are a parent of a couple of young kids. How has it been? Is it been really crazy with the kids and life and trying to manage all of this?
Yeah, thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it's a pleasure. So what's going on with you? Are your kids, everyone doing well?
Yep, everybody's safe. Everybody's doing well. Everybody's healthy. Thank you very much for asking. And hopefully you are and all of your listeners too.
Yes, yes. I'm just, you know, this is just such difficult times right now for all of us. You know,
yes.
Mark, this is what makes this so difficult is that we know that the PPP loans have all dried up.
Correct.
And but they were never intended for the cannabis industry. How can you get federal help from something that's not legal? It's just...
Very interesting, absolutely.
This is the problem that we have right now in the world of cannabis and CBD. And the Farm Bill, as we all know, mm-hmm. a year and a half ago, changed everything for those that are in the world of hemp. But... And I have a guest on later who will be talking about what it's like being a dispensary and being in the thrust of this. But for people that are not understanding, cannabis was not considered a essential business in Massachusetts. And I think every state is making their own decision. And I know that
right.
the governor was sued by a few of the cannabis dispensaries here, and the judge sided with the governor and said no, it's not, they're not essential. And yet the double standard, which is so crazy, but that double standard is that the liquor stores are in full swing, and now not only can you do takeout, but the restaurants in my neighborhood are allowed to now sell you alcohol when you pick up your drink, so you can
Which
get your drink to go with
that. Kind of lets people know that they could drink and drive on the way home, and
well, we're a walking neighborhood. Well, we're a walking neighborhood, but still, the point though is that we're in Little Italy, so most people are living here are doing that. But the point I'm making, though, is that there's such double standards in this industry, and the prohibition and the struggles that this industry has gone through. And for people that need cannabis, it's been very difficult for them to get what they need. And there are many people in this world many, many people that depend on cannabis for health. And I know that you don't like to... I know that you don't like to talk a lot about your own personal story, but I think it's appropriate to share with us a little bit, if you wouldn't mind.
You know what? Absolutely. I don't mind sharing my story with you and your listeners. It's just the rest of the world. So, anyway, as you know, I was born with Tourette's syndrome, which is a neurological issue or disease or whatever condition you want to call it. And I don't use medical marijuana because it's illegal or not legal or whatever in New York State. However, I do utilize it recreationally, and therefore it helps out with my medical situation.
Yep. And it's been very helpful.
It really helps out when you're homeschooling your kids all day, every day, too.
Right, right. I think that it's important, though. But there are, I know you have some stories for us. And what's the deal? Are there some states that are allowing marijuana, cannabis shops to open because they are essential? What did you find out?
Absolutely.
In doing
let's bring up
today?
Washington State first. Washington State, a very big state, very important. So the Washington State governor, Frankie, says marijuana stores are essential. I cannot agree with this governor more, and I want to give him a big virtual hug. Anyway, when the Washington governor ordained marijuana stores essential, but ordered bars, restaurants, and other businesses like you were saying earlier to close last month, he made a very hard decision with awkward optics. For example, should people be able to buy smokable marijuana or weed while their respiratory system, is not as good as it might be? And will this, will there be an infection sweeping the Washington state? Then again, state law left him little choice. He could have, probably should have, halted recreation and pot sales, according, to the News Tribune in Washington State. But marijuana has been recognized as a medicine for qualified patients in Washington and other states for more than two decades, and it's a visiting a retail outlet's only legal way to purchase it. Other Western states, Frankie, that were legal marijuana pioneers, since all this stuff started with Colorado, California, Nevada, Oregon.
Yep.
So very interesting
by the way,
stuff. And marijuana
by
is
the way, we have,
everybody.
I was just going to say, by the way, we have a lot of stations on the West Coast in Washington and Oregon that listen
right.
to this show. And we have a rather new affiliate in Aberdeen, Washington, KBKW, give them a big shout out, and welcome to the program.
KBKW in Washington State, that's great. We welcome them to the air.
Yeah, yes, we do. So, Mark, this is the problem, or is it a problem? Do you think they dictate what they want to do?
You know what, you were breaking up there for a moment. If you could just
I think each state should be able to do what they need to do, and allow what they're comfortable with.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
However, if I was the president or the governor of every state, I would say marijuana is essential for everybody, recreational, medically, socially, and getting through this pandemic. You're going to need it. Everybody's just going to need it.
Well, it's so interesting because I just read an article this morning that CBD sales, which is the cannabidiol, and by the way, we shout out to the poster child, and she was really so, her family, they were so heroic, and Charlotte Figge, who died last week, was the Charlotte that allowed the Sterling brothers to become millionaires with Charlotte's Web, by the way. And not that they didn't deserve to be. I didn't mean it to sound like that. But Charlotte really opened the door for many people to understand medicinal and beneficial uses of hemp. And for those that do not want to get high, CBD is a non-toxic psychoactive part of the plant that allows you to chill in a way that for many of us is very much needed and helps people with better performance, better sleep, better focus. It really is a wonderful product. And we just have to, years ago, if we didn't have, if we didn't have Charlotte, we really and truly wouldn't understand how this story opened up. And so we do say every time we get a chance to give tribute to Charlotte, we do. And she lost her battle to COVID-19 last week. And, of course, she was very vulnerable having epilepsy. So she was the one right. that her where her immune system was terribly compromised. We are going to continue with Mark Goldberg. We have more information and news. He brings us kind of the biz news around the world of cannabis right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. And Mark, give out the website, please.
Sure. It's hemppublicrelations.com.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Mark Goldman, welcome back. He's a partner at Hemp Public Relations and hemppublicrelations.com. And you have another story, though, about Florida hemp growing program and what's going on there, because the U.S. agriculture is ready to do some exciting things.
Yeah, you know what, before I bring that up, I want to just mention that we have a lot of new listeners today on Long Island, New York, in Texas, in Florida, a lot of people listening to your show today.
Well, we shout out and say, be safe, please, 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 be well and be safe, because this this is a tough time, and we need connection. We need information that's accurate. We need connections. We need to keep our immune system healthy. And part of that story is the endocannabinoid system. And that is critical, really critical. But if you are, I just want to put a warning. We had a doctor on the other week or so who said, if you do have the coronavirus, you do not want to partake in CBD right now. You want to take it to help your immune system, and you want to take it when you're all done, but not during. So just a little warning. I just wanted to mention that. Yes. Okay. So tell us about this story about the U.S. Department of Agriculture, because, you know, hemp growers are having a terrible time right now, to say the least.
Right, absolutely. So Florida hemp growing programs get federal approval. It's kind of exciting. U.S. Department of Agriculture, Frankie, is poised to green light Florida's hemp program as early as next week, clearing the way for farmers to apply for cultivation licenses and for other hemp businesses to get involved in processing and selling the product. This is very big, this is very exciting, and this is non-COVID-19 oriented. Anyway, the Florida Department of Agriculture has been sending draft hemp rules back and forth with the U.S. Department of Agriculture for months, making final tweaks and incorporating feedback from public comment periods. The final plan was submitted to the U.S. Department of Agriculture last week and will be approved any day now. This is big, big news. Hopefully, hemp growers will be able to fill out an application on the Department of Agriculture website. It will be approved after a fingerprint scan and background check, which is very limited. The only Floridian restrictions from getting a permit are those who have been convicted of a narcotics felony or marijuana charges in the last 10 years, which makes a lot of sense. This is a great thing. I'm super excited.
By the way, I'm glad for them. I'm glad for them. But do you know, one of the questions on the PPP application is if you have anything to do with the cannabis industry.
Right.
They want to know that right up front, because they're not going to give you money if you do. So yes.
It's a shame.
There's
always other words for that. You can always change it.
Yes. Well, I know. So what about people that are sitting and saying, you know, this is an opportunity. I'm working at home. I'd rather be out in the land. I'd rather be doing something else during my life. A lot of people, just as we were reflective now. Can you hear me now? Am I back?
A little bit. Going in and out a little bit today. I think we're having some tech issues today. Yeah. All right, so right now we're listening to the Frankie Boyer Show, Cannabis A to Z, talking about various marijuana issues, hemp issues, CBD issues. We do this about once a month, going through all of the news. Very, very exciting stuff. Marijuana, hemp, CBD, always popular in the news. And, again, just want to reiterate, it's an essential item. We're very excited to make it an essential item, and more states really need to come along with that. Again, you're listening to the Frankie Boyer Show on Biz Talk Radio, and we're talking about cannabis A to Z. Very exciting stuff.
Oh, good. Hey, Mark. You know, what's happening is that so many people are online that my connection to the studio gets dropped, so I apologize for that. But so, Mark, you were sharing about the number of people that are getting into the hemp industry?
Absolutely. Hemp salaries are outgunning those for careers in mainstream agriculture. This is great. We love when hemp salaries are good. We love when all salaries are good. Careers are booming in the hemp industry. Pay is far better than mainstream agriculture counterparts. According to a new research, a survey gathered salaries for hemp farming positions from executive management to farm labor to hemp staff. And it all really shows that they're outpacing other agricultural jobs. According to a farm salary data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, average annual salary for farmers, what do you think?
I have no idea.
In and around $68,000, which is a very good wage for a lot of people here in the States, in America, you know. That compares to higher-level management positions at hemp farms, which tops out at about $150,000 per year for farm directors, which is a lot more than I would have expected. Farm laborers each get less than the average salary for hemp workers. They're around $52,000 annually. And hemp greenhouse technicians average about $60,000 per year. So all kind of interesting stuff.
Yeah, very interesting. And, you know, I was saying before I got cut off, I don't know if you heard me say that, after 9/11, we all kind of questioned what our purpose is, what we should be doing. And a lot of people are having that same question now during this COVID-19 pandemic, and people are saying, I don't know if I really want to go back to what I was doing. I want to be maybe try something different. And so this might be a nice opportunity to get out into the field of hemp and look into it, or the cannabis industry. It's a good time. Absolutely good time. You know that the cannabis-infused beverages, this has been an ongoing story for a lot of years, and it really, we only have, we can't get into it. We'll hold that story over for another time. Mark Goldman, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. Check out hemppublicrelations.com.
Great, and we will be back.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA. Not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil. 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. This was supposed to be the year, 2020, when the cannabis industry would explode. The Farm Bill was passed, waiting for new regulations from the FDA. People were getting the momentum, becoming educated, and all of a sudden, COVID-19. To help us understand how one can survive in the wake of COVID-19 is one of the leaders in the cannabis industry, and she is a 50% owned company, Autumn Brands. And Autumn, welcome. It's so nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
So you have been working so hard for so many years to get Autumn Brands up and running, and now, this is crazy what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a curveball, but you know what? In this industry, we are constantly up against headwinds. I mean, from the start, it has been a challenge in this industry to keep moving forward, and that's only made us stronger and more resilient and quicker at adapting. So like everything else, that's what we're doing here. But fortunately, you know, cannabis has been deemed essential in a
California.
Number of states. California.
Go ahead. Tell us where else is it right now essential.
So 8 states actually deemed it essential. Alaska, California, Colorado, Illinois, Michigan, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. And that's huge. That gives cannabis validity like it never had before.
Yes.
It's a really incredible time right now that cannabis is really seen as being an important part of the society and needed especially during a time of a pandemic.
So it's so interesting that those states have said it's okay to be essential. And yet everyone else is saying no, and I was just talking with Mark about this. Yet liquor stores are still open for business because they're considered essential.
Yeah. Well, I think they offer probably more than just the alcohol, and that's why they're allowed to do it. But it is interesting what has and what hasn't been allowed. And you know, you've seen restaurants too. They've been allowed to now actually make cocktails and then put them in a cup, and people can
yes.
drink away with them.
That's
incredible.
I agree.
Cannabis, you know, the cannabis side of it, and there's the, you know, I think certain municipalities like San Jose, Santa Clara County here in California, they took away any recreational abilities other than deliveries in their county and are only allowing for medical. But, you know, the way that California set up cannabis regulations is basically it's kind of a blurred line right now, you know. So most patients stop going and getting a medical marijuana card because there's so many recreational shops. But it doesn't mean that they don't use it for medicinal purposes. So
right.
That's a real, that's a real hindrance and to a lot of people that really rely on cannabis as their medicine and something that really can help them get through a period of time of stress. We all need to be able to relax a little bit more right now and not let, you know, COVID-19 spin us in a, you know, down a rabbit hole. And I think it's really easy for, you know, even the best of us.
I think, you know, Autumn, what you're saying is making tremendous sense. And as someone who's involved in this family, sixth generation, multi-family run operation with your cultivation approach, using pesticide-free products, are you starting to see a difference? Are you having an increase right now, or are you staying the same, or because of the stay-at-home regulations, has it affected the cultivation and the growing of your products?
Well, my partners, who are the sixth generation growers, commercial cut flower growers that originated in Holland, are still working the farm. I am staying home and working from home since I have a 4-year-old and a 5-month-old. So I'm doing everything here. I have not left the house in 5 weeks. But the farm continues to run, and we've just But we just had to implement some very new strict standard operating procedures, right? You know, we're very fortunate that our business continues, but with that comes a whole new responsibility, right, during this time to take care of all of our employees. And so we've turned two employees into full-time cleaning crew that clean and sanitize everything all day long. We have employees that are in certain areas need to sanitize, spend the last half an hour of every day sanitizing their areas. Everyone's in masks and gloves, keeping everyone, 6 feet apart as much as possible. Anyone that doesn't need to be there on the farm is now working from home remotely. So definitely things needed to truly change there in order to be able to continue to operate and take care of our employees.
Yes, nice. That's great. Because it's not considered a legal government production, you guys are not eligible for funds right now, and that really stinks.
Yeah, I mean, that really hurts. That hurts a lot of businesses. Fortunately, like I said, we're still continuing to operate, but there are a lot still in this industry that aren't immune to the effects of COVID and haven't lost. You know, a number of these dispensaries have had to lay off or furlough their employees because not so many customers can actually come into the dispensaries. That's a really unfortunate thing. Once again, you know, cannabis and all these different things that we are up against, because it's not federally recognized, we can't get the help that we need. But, you know, we're doing whatever we can because we are essential to pay it forward to those that are shut down. So, you know, I'm very much a frugal CFO in this company, so I'm very aware of anything can change at any moment, and we definitely saw a boost in sales there when everyone was starting to hoard products. And now it's kind of slowed down, and it could end tomorrow. We could have to stop working tomorrow. You never know. But in the meantime, you know, we're doing what we can to pay it forward and help the local restaurants. So we've set up a program with our community, other cannabis growers in the area, where we all buy lunches for our employees twice a week, and we're about to bump it up to three times a week, actually, to ensure that the restaurants in the community keep their lights on during this time.
Oh, I love that.
And that,
yeah.
And that our employees are fed during this time, because they may still have a job, but other, you know, other family members at home might have lost their jobs. And so we're sure that, you know, money is going to be tight for everybody. So we want to make sure that we can do whatever we can to be able to pay that forward in a very smart and wholehearted way.
Right. Are you concerned about the cash that's being used? And because most cannabis operations are cash only, or are you all
absolutely
starting? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a concern,
yeah, I mean,
dealing with the money.
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky we have a bank account. You know, I went through about 6 months of rigorous compliance with a bank, and they've accepted us with a cannabis banking program. But most still don't. And that's the real problem here as well, is that, you know, the most important thing that's happening in the legislature are bills that are getting passed are for health and wellness and to provide stimulus to the economy, right? And cannabis is essential. And in order for cannabis to continue to operate in a healthy manner, we need to get away from this cash. The Safe Banking Act that's been sitting on the table needs to get passed, and it needs to get applied,
yes,
to one of these next bills. And luckily, I just saw a week ago, they are trying to attach it to the next stimulus bill, and Nancy Pelosi is behind that and backing that. So hopefully,
oh, that's,
we'll see,
wonderful,
this get more traction.
That's
here.
Wonderful.
Because, yeah, cash is an issue. I mean, a cash carries germs, any germs, right? I mean, and if somebody still has to go to an ATM right now when they're sheltering at home to have to then go buy their medicine, they're having to go to multiple different places, touch multiple different surfaces, and touch cash. I mean, that's just, it's not benefiting society. So we do definitely
that's
need to
change. That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Autumn, for people that are wondering about the research, where are we in the field right now? Now that things have opened up, and I'm going to let you answer that when we come back from a quick break, and give out all the website information about your brand and all the things that you're doing at Autumn Brands.
Yes, our website's www.autumnbrands.com. And we are a cultivator and a brand that focuses on health and wellness and uses 100% pesticide-free. We reuse and recycle all our water, all our organic waste.
We'll talk about that when we come back. Yeah, this is a major part of your company. It's fabulous. We'll be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
And welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer, and we're having a great conversation with Autumn today from Autumn Brands. Autumn Brands is a licensed California cannabis cultivator dedicated to the synergy of health and wellness, and sustainability is really important. I love that you're giving back. Your business is not normal. It's not business as usual, and you are really and truly trying to support the restaurants, your workers, and the industry in a whole, as a whole. And do you think that we are going to see many changes because of COVID-19 in the cannabis world today, Autumn?
Oh, absolutely. People right now being stuck at home are developing new habits and behaviors that are going to permanently shape how they do things moving forward. They're rethinking their jobs, their family's health and wellness regimen, how they get through a crisis. Yeah. You know, this is definitely changing how cannabis is perceived. This is diminishing the stigma that cannabis has been holding on to all these years. By it being deemed essential and by them continuing to be able to operate. But nothing's ever going to be the same. No industry, whether it's cannabis or another, we're all going to be affected by this and everyone's going to be doing something different. But, you know, as far as cannabis goes and the consumers are starting to see cannabis in a new way, they're at home, they're starting to understand and research a little bit more, and looking towards other things other than perhaps, you know, alcohol or different products that they're looking to buy for their family because they're really understanding that this product is good for their health or could be good for their health, depending on which one they need.
I know that before the COVID-19, there was so much buzz about skincare and topicals and especially cannabis topicals. And is this still going to have its moment, or do you think we're going to be a little lagging behind?
I think more than ever. I think now, I think consumers are going to understand the benefits of the cannabis topical. You know, we're in the process right now. We've been, over the last year, been working on this and developing one and want to make sure we put out the best product we possibly can for somebody, because there are a number of them on the market, and there's a ton of just CBD hemp ones. So trying to decide which one is best for you can be a little challenging. But yes, I think this is going to be something that people really are going to focus on in the future and understand that these kind of cannabis topicals, some can get you high if they're a subdermal one, but most of them are just great for pain relief, localized in different parts of your body, or even different type of skin ailments that people have, that the THC in the cannabis products are really what can generate a healing benefit to your body and your skin.
That's awesome. Absolutely awesome. And education is key. And there's virtual technology happening in the world of cannabis right now as well.
Well, everyone has to get creative. You know, I mean, there's already been the techie kind of add-on to the cannabis industry that started originally with, you know, delivery services and different apps that pop up. But, you know, we all have to get even more creative. You know, us personally, we have our brand ambassadors that usually go and sit in dispensaries, and we'll do a demo for consumers that come in and kind of really talk about who we are and show them our products, and they get to smell them. And, you know, and leading up to this, we had to stop letting people touch our jars and touch and stick their nose in them. And so now we're having to really get more creative with how we present who we our brand, and doing a lot more of the virtual videos and trainings. Everything kind of has to happen more on a virtual level, and everyone sitting at home is craving that face-to-face connection, right? Because we're all going a little stir crazy sitting at home, so we're seeing a lot more of these kind of Zoom type of apps and different already apps that are out there with weed maps and whatnot that really are trying to connect this consumer and the brands together in a different virtual way.
Yes. Right now there are 33 states that have legalized marijuana in some form, and which is so great. Lots more under the radar is happening. We've obviously, this has taken a little bit of a hiatus in because of COVID-19, but we will get back, I'm sure, after things come back to normal and the different phases of our less socializing and mitigation occurring. I want to talk to you, though, about right now. You and I both know that there are many people that are incarcerated at this time because of old laws pertaining to cannabis. And right now that these institutions are so filled with COVID-19, and it's a shame that some of the prisoners, their lives are at stake when it was a minor offense of cannabis that they had possession of. And what's happening in the field of social injustice with the industry? Are they reaching out and trying to help some of these inmates?
You know, it's still, still very slow movement. There are different municipalities or states that are definitely moving forward quicker. But, you know, this is still something, yes, like you just said. I mean, these prisoners are sitting ducks now in a prison. You know, here locally, that's one of our highest cases is in the prison of people who have COVID. So, yeah, it's really unfortunate that some places still have this real social injustice element of incarcerating someone for a little bag of weed that they really, you know, isn't that important. So hopefully we're going to see more and more states come on and local municipalities do more to, one, release these inmates, and then also help provide programs for them to get back into the workforce in the cannabis industry or any other industry that they may desire. But what we've also seen is that I've read some different articles that a lot of these local municipalities don't want to give false hope, because it is so hard to be in this industry. It really is. There are so many different challenges. The regulations are incredibly strict and ever-changing. And so, and it does take money to make money in this industry.
Absolutely, it does. Autumn, this has been so fabulous. Oh, my gosh, you've really given us so much information today. Please, please, please give out the website, and we look forward to talking with you in the near future. Please, go ahead.
Autumnbrands.com, and you can find us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter as well.
Thank you so much, Autumn. Be safe, be well. Thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody. Please be safe, and as always, smile. Even though it's breaking, when there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.